This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. David Miller of Chicago and Robert Weldon of Normal have been named recipients of the 2014 Illinois Farm Bureau IFB Eagle Award for Excellence. The award was presented during the Illinois Agricultural Association's annual meeting held in Chicago, December 6th through 9th. Miller, who is currently serving as president and CEO of Illinois Biotechnology Industry Organization, or iBio, and iBio Institute, has been a strong advocate for agriculture and the agribusiness industry at the state and national level. Weldon, who is retired, served as the chief fiscal officer of IFB and its affiliated insurance companies and was treasurer of the four IAA Trust mutual funds. Weldon also served as treasurer of the IAA Trust Company, Illinois Agricultural Auditing Association, Illinois Agricultural Holding Company, Agrivisor Services Incorporated, and was treasurer and director of the Illinois Agricultural Service Company. Weldon was a member of the Illinois State University College of Business Advisory Council. He also is a past board member of the Illinois State University Farmhouse Fraternity Association and past board member and treasurer of Twin Cities Ballet Company. He is also a part owner of a tenant-operated 270-acre dairy farm in Winnebago County. The IFB Eagle Award for Excellence provides Illinois Farm Bureau with an opportunity to recognize an individual or organization for excellence on issues or programs important to Farm Bureau and to agriculture on a statewide and or national basis. Sean Ahrens of Woodford County was named the Young Leader Discussion Meet winner. In addition to receiving a trophy, Ahrens will receive 2 months or 100 hours use of a Massey Ferguson tractor, compliments of AgCo, and $2,500 cash from the Illinois Farm Bureau. Ahrens will also receive expense-paid trips to the 2015 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Meeting, the 2015 GrowMark Annual Meeting, courtesy of GrowMark, the 2015 American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer and Rancher Conference, and the 2015 Illinois State Young Leader Conference. The Illinois Farm Bureau Discussion Meet judges contestants' ability to manage a small group discussion, and each contestant gives an opening statement. Participants exchange facts and insights on a predetermined topic. Judges award points based on how well participants work with one another, how well they express themselves, and on their knowledge of the topic. 22 district winners vied for the title of state winner during the IFB annual meeting. Former Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson has been named the recipient of the 2014 IFB Charles B. Schumann Distinguished Service Award. The award, the highest given by Illinois Farm Bureau, was presented during the organization's annual meeting. Nelson received the Distinguished Service Award in recognition of his lifelong support of agriculture, both here in Illinois and across the country. Nelson served as Vice President of the American Soybean Association from 1993 to 1994, Chairman of the American Farm Bureau Federation Swine Advisory Committee from 1997 to 2000, and was elected to the AFBF Board of Directors in 2004 and served with distinction until 2014. He also served as chair of the AFBF Trade Advisory Committee from 2009 to 2011. From 2013 to 2013, Nelson served as the 14th president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Prior to his election as president, he served as vice president from 1999 to 2003. As president of the Illinois Agricultural Association, he served as the full-time executive officer of the organization and president of Country Financial, Illinois Agricultural Service Company, and the IAA Foundation. He also served on the coordinating committee of GrowMark. The Illinois Farm Bureau's Distinguished Service Award honors the memory and service of Charles Schumann, a revered Moultrie County farm leader who served as president of both Illinois Farm Bureau and of the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee elected its 2014-2015 committee members during the IFB annual meeting. The committee members, which includes Chair Matt Rush of Wayne County, Vice Chair Matthew Starr of Hancock County, Secretary Jenny Hackman of Mason County, Achievement Subcommittee Chair Daniel Gavillo of Madison County, Education and Recruitment Subcommittee Chair Jim Hopkins of Kendall County, and Governmental Affairs and Commodities Subcommittee Chair Keith Mellert of Fulton County, will assume their positions at the end of the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. Members of the Young Leaders Committee are 18 to 35-year-old men and women who are passionate about farming. It is a member-created, member-driven program of the Illinois Farm Bureau that allows members to promote agriculture and compete in events including the Young Leader Achievement Award, Excellence in Agriculture Award, Discussion Meets, Quiz Bowl, Membership Contest, County Chair Award, and Young Leader Video Contest. Three new members were elected to the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors at the organization's annual meeting. Earl H. Williams of Cherry Valley, Illinois, was elected to a two-year term to represent District 2, which encompasses Boone, Carroll, Joe Davis, Ogle, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties. Williams and his wife Arlene operate a corn and soybean farm. Williams served as the Winnebago Boone County Farm Bureau President and graduated from the Agricultural Leaders of Tomorrow's program in 1984. Williams also served as President and Vice President of the Illinois Soybean Association and is a member of the American Society of Agricultural and Biologic Engineers and of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. Steve Stallman of Chester, Illinois, was elected to a two-year term representing District 16, which encompasses Clinton, Monroe, Perry, Randolph, St. Clair, and Washington counties. Stallman and his wife Jane operate a corn and soybean and wheat farm and have a small herd of beef cattle. Stallman served as the Randolph County Farm Bureau President and has served in all other County Farm Bureau offices as well. Stallman also has served as President of the Illinois Wheat Association and is a member of the Illinois Corn Growers and Soybean Associations. Kenton Thomas of Cairo, Illinois, was elected to a two-year term to represent District 18, which encompasses Alexander, Gallatin, Hardin, Jackson, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, Saline, Union, and Williamson counties. Thomas and his wife Paula operate a corn, soybean, and wheat farm. Thomas is currently serving as the Pulaski-Alexander County Farm Bureau President and also served as the Pulaski-Alexander County Farm Bureau Vice President. The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, a national organization of farmers and ranchers. Founded in 1916, Illinois Farm Bureau is a nonprofit membership organization directed by farmers who join through their County Farm Bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau has a total membership of more than 400,000 and a voting membership of more than 82,000. Illinois Farm Bureau represents 3 out of 4 Illinois farmers. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.